Okay, versus Morano, Rabban of Rabbeisai, a collective Shalom Aleichem and Bayachon Shalom for to everybody. It's good to see some familiar old faces, and it's Dover Tov Ma'od that you're all doing. Just want to acknowledge the efforts of Rav Baruch Neuberger, for all that went into this, and particularly Rav Gedalia Frankel and Rav Manny Liberowitz, for all the effort that something like this just doesn't happen on its own. It's not spontaneous. A lot of effort goes into it, and they should tisku l'mitzvahs. I believe I once softened the Shalom Kodesh that the Iker Hachoneh for Chag HaShavuos is a person should build his cheshek for learning. That's our Kabbalah HaTorah, that a person should want the Torah. How does a person build his cheshek for learning? The way a person builds his cheshek for learning is in fact to learn, because when you learn, you're tying the Mesikas HaTorah, and if you turn the Mesikas HaTorah, then you want more Torah. So the specific thing, you know what we have to do before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, before Pesach, but the thing that one has to do before Shavuos is, in fact, to learn. And as a result of that, there will be a Mesikas HaTorah. So I've chosen to speak about an Inyan that was a Chiddush to me, what exactly the definition is, as you all see from the Mishnah, from the Braisa, Tana Rabbana, Nov Chayev, Binoy Lamulu, Liftaisa, Lalam de Tero, Ulasi Isha, Lalam de Umnis, Schoftes, Amid Aleph, and Mesech de Kedushin. So, one of the Chiyuvim of the father is Tamal, his son. So, there's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, which we're all familiar with, but at least to me it was a Chiddush what exactly this means. Shein Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Samach Aleph, it's in your booklets. If the father doesn't mal a child, and the chiyuv falls onto bezdin, that's the halacha, that if a person doesn't mal, his father doesn't mal him, then bezdin is mechuyev to mal. So several years ago, it's quite a few years already, I got an interesting shaila from a moyel and from a rav in California. So Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, there was a certain kehila, and they did not have a person bal tefila. So the rav of the shul hired a fellow to be the bal tefila for Yom Noiroyim. Then the person happened to be a moyel. So he lived in City A, let's say, and he contracted, and it was maskim to come to City B, to Dam for the Omid, for Yom Neiroyim. As it turned out, a baby was born, and the bris was supposed to be on Rosh Hashanah, and he's the moel in the city. So the shaila was, what should he do? Mitzad echad, if he leaves to go to City B, there's nobody to mal the baby. On the other hand, he was mechayev himself to go to City B and to daven for the yomid. So he wanted to know what he should do. Which chiyuv trumps what? Does his chiyuv, pardon the use of trump, which chiyuv overwhelms the other? So I said, you know, Schar, it seems to me that why don't you just get somebody else to daven? You know, it's easier to daven for them, but it is the mal. So why don't you just go ahead and make sure, you know, get the person, the rov, another person to daven, and you'll stay in your city, you'll mal the baby, etc. So anyway, then the rov calls me, and he says, you know, this is not stam a shul, this was a shul of a lot of balei tshuva and they needed, you know, this can have some stama bal tefila. They needed, you know, a bal tefila that's going to be ma'ar the olam, and therefore he bedafke wants this guy, this chazan slash mael. And he argued and he said that he's not leaving the family without someone to mal, because there is another mael in the city. So let the other mael mal and he'll go. The problem is that mael, the other mael, was a rookie mael. And I don't know how much experience he had. And the family says, our kid ain't going to be a guinea pig for someone who's has to find out which way to hold the ismo. So therefore the moel said, I want to go, and I'm leaving them somebody to mal. And the family said, well, we're not accepted of that. And the rav said, I want you, and I don't want another cousin. So I said, this is this is above my pay grade, and I said, go ask a Pesach. And I gave him a name of a well-known Pesach in New York. You should pask in the Shaila. So the Pesach paskined that the guy should daven in City B. You should go to City B. The male should go to City B. And he should daven. And the family should go to City B as well for Rosh Hashanah. And there they can have the Avda Bris over there. And if they're not happy with going, here to Kippur Torah, and a woman, she's postpartum 8 days, and if she needs to schlep to Rosh Hashanah, it's all yontiv. And if not, let them use the rookie mile. So that seemed like a strange psak to me, but it's a well-known place. It knows what he's talking about, certainly. So I said, I want to look into this shaila. Which the shaila basically comes down to, who goes to whom? Must moel go to the baby, or must baby go to the moel? What's the din? So I found a stechemet. The stechemet is not directly on this shaila, but the stechemet, you see from the stechemet sheds light on this shaila. The stechemet is in Mareches Rosh Hashanah, Simen Beis, Ois Mem Zayin, and he brings a psak from the Sefer Nachal Eshkol. Vizela Shainai. Moyol Hador Bikvar Levada Yeshlai Ben Lomo Barosh Hashanah. Okay, a guy has a baby. He lives in a shtetl. You have to realize that in Amolka Yoren, people lived in little towns. There wasn't always the infrastructure that we have in today's town, in today's cities. Uvishar Shonim Chaylach Mimkaima Lamachak Rokin Sheishla Minya Vataikim Bay. Which means in every Rosh Hashanah, this fellow goes to a bigger city where they have a shofar, and he hears tekiah shofar. In his town, in his kfar, there is no shofar and there's no one to blow shofar. So every single year he goes to the other city to hear tekiah shofar. The problem is that now he has a baby tamal, he has a son tamal. And apparently he cannot schlep the baby and the mother to the other city. So his shaila was, the Nachal Eshkol shaila was, what should he be mekayim? Should he go ahead to the other city to hear tekiah shofar and make the mila shle bismana the next day? Or should he go ahead and make mila bismana and not hear tekiah shofar that year for Rosh Hashanah? That was the Nachal Eshkol shaila. The Sechemid writes, the Nachal Eshkol goes back and forth. Umasik says the Nachal Eshkol, the mitzvahs mila nikras mukudeshes v'todir v'lachein mila kedemes l'shaifer. Zokte Nachal Eshkol that mila is considered mukudeshes v'todir. Das heis, Yud Gimel Brises is nichsu al amila, etc., etc. In Cain, Yishoyer bebeisai v'yomel es benoi v'Rosh Hashanah. He stays home, mals his son, and misses shofar. Af she'iaf she'lekayim bebeisim mitzvah shofar. Shagodol Moed Shehiyah B'mitzvah Zukir Yisah B'nidorm Daf Lamed Aleph. Zotin Nachal Eshkol, because to postpone a milah is a very, very dangerous thing, as we see from the famous Gemara Nidorm and the Maisa in Chumash with Meisher Rabbeinu. So even though a person could make the argument and say, this is a mitzvah Iveris versus a mitzvah that's not Iveris, you can always mal shloi bismana. And the Shefer is here today and gone tomorrow. So L'chayra, one could make the argument and say, Fakert, here Shefer, and do mila shloi bismana. The Zolt Osak, the Nachal Eshkol, that Vibalt, it's a big in you not to be Masha Mila, Memela Zolt the Nachal Eshkol, you should mal and mitzki a Shefer. The Marsham in the Das Torah on his Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, and this Simon in Simon Tovkuf Peidal Siv Dalid, the Marsham writes as follows: the Im Ha'av Eni Yedei Lomol. Okay, what would be the same case? Person's in a difference in a little shtetl, he doesn't know how to mal, and there's no shayfer. Zokt the Marsham Yesh Loimer De'ein Hamoel Shabir Chayv Leilich Lehakfar She'ein Shom Shefer. Which is the shal now becomes, okay, I'm in a little shtetl. I don't have a shefer and I don't know how to mal. The moil, I told the moil and the other in the city, I have a baby to mal. Zokt the Marsham, the moil from that city, doesn't have to go to this guy's house to mal and miss Shefer. Yes, this person is going to mal and he'll miss Shefer. But we don't say that the moyel has an achrayus to go to the other city and to mal and in effect miss Shefer. We don't say that. Yesh lemed de'ein ha-moyel she'be'ir chayev leilech lahakfar she'ein sham Shefer. Again, I hear that very well. The Stechemed, who, by the way, lived contemporaneously with the Marsham, they both lived from the 1830s to the early 1900s. The Stechemed then brings V'yididi, the Marsham, the Rav of Brizan, and he writes and he says, Umitzara svara, lididi chazili, the kaven dakvar nimshach achar oiso ha'ir. About that shtetl, that little kvar, is Nimshach Acharei Soir. So imagine, for instance, you have Baltimore, Maryland, and you have Columbia, right? You have Frederick, or one of these little outlying towns, or Westminster. So says the Stechemet, the cave and Takfar Nimshach Acharei Soir. Ukish Ein Ha'av Yedei Lomo Hare Moyel Ha'ir B'mokam Ha'av Kaye. If the father doesn't know how to mal, then the moil is b'mokum ha'av. And just like you tell me, the Nachal Eshkol tells me, that for the father it's better to mal and to miss shayfer. So the moil, who's in that other city, and that city, that this is a suburb or whatever of Nimshach Acharir, so just like the father has a chiv to mal and miss shayfer, hu hadin, that the moil has to leave his city, Miss Shefer, in order to mal the kid. Why? Because Yesh Leilach, the Hare Moyel Ha'ir, the Shtot Moyel is B'makam Ha'av Koi, Ukomosha Ha'av Yesh Leilach, the Mitzvah Mila, Le Shefer, Mihatam Shekosav Agoy Nachash Eshkol, Kein Yaseh Gam Ha'Moyel Ha'ir. So therefore, the Stechemet says, that ain't Ochinami. The Moyel should leave his city, miss Kia Shefer, and come to this the guy's town and to mal, because ha moil is b'mokam ha'ov koi, and therefore kain near la daiti ha'ktzora, aval eini kedai lach lekol of misvara v'tzorach lisayin b'dover. I'm a supik, says the Stechemet. But to me, says the Stechemet, it seems that just like we tell the father, Miss Shefer, and mal the child, hu adin the moyel, the b'mokam ha'ov koi, we tell them the same thing. You leave your city, you Miss Shefer, and you mal the baby. Azei zok the stech, that he's tempted to say this. Now, You see from this Teichemed something that to me is to me a chiddush. Because I would have thought that the primary chiyuv is on the father to mal. So the father, he has a dilemma. Shofar versus Mila. That's your primary, you're the primary achray over here. And it's your achray is to go ahead and to mal. But what the Teichemed is saying, that the mal, mamish, if the father can't mal, the mal becomes koi b'mokam ha'ov, and therefore he has to do the same thing as the father, because now he is, in effect, in loco parentis, he's instead of the father. And therefore, just like the father has a chiv, that mila, his mila comes first, hu adin the mal. And where does that come from? So l'chayra, this is the big chiddush to me. Where does the Moel's Chiyuv come from? The teretz is that the Teichemed is understanding that that's bichlal the Chiyuv im loy maluhu ha'ov chayoven bezdin lamulai. And therefore the vibalt, the father can't mal, so mamele it falls to bezdin. Now who's bezdin? So Rosh Hashulchan says it doesn't mean that there has to be an official bezdin. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Kol Yisrael is B'mokum the Bezdin. And therefore, this is a classic example of Im Loy Mula Ha'av Chayavan Kol Yisrael Amula. Now, I always understood that halacha to mean the father's not around, the father's dead, the father doesn't want a mal. Oh, so then the chiv of Kol Yisrael kicks in, which is the chiv of Bezdin, and then Kol Yisrael has to take care of it. What the Teichemed is arguing, which is to me a tremendous chiddush, that if you have a father who doesn't know how to mal, then that's already considered there's no father. And therefore, the moel has to go ahead and mal. And the Teichemed adds over here another interesting svara.
Maybe according to that, every case that father doesn't know how to do this, then automatically is a...
So no, so the when the father is willing and the father's around, so I make you my shliach. But if for whatever reason I can't mal and I don't want to mal, or over here, in this situation over here, and ochinami, that's the gevaldige chiddush that you see from this Teichemed, that if the father is unable to mal, then already there's a chiv I'll call Yisrael, and in this case the moel, and then you see another chiddush from this Teichemed. And the Teichemed introduces a concept called Moel Ha'ir. He's the Shtatish of Moel. In Lakewood, there's no Moel Ha'ir, because there are 50 Moel Ha'irs, or in New York. But for instance, in Baltimore, there are other Moelim in Baltimore. But I would think that you can make a case that Ramesh Rappaport is the Moel Ha'ir. He's the Moel, I mean, that Rav Binyan... but there's this concept of Moel Ha'ir, and therefore this is the whole lumdus of the Teichemed. Columbia doesn't have a Moel. Hagerstown doesn't have a Moel. But they're all suburbs of Baltimore. So Mela, he becomes the Moel, he's the Moel Ha'ir, and there Negro Achar Baltimore. And therefore the Chiyuv becomes his. Now, which, as I say to me, was a Meshun Adik HaChiddush. So I looked around, and the Sifrei Achrayim found several tshuvas from the Beis Yitzchak, the Beis Shmelkis, the Beis Shorim. But I found a very interesting tshuva that deals almost directly with this, and that's a tshuva from the Levushei Mordechai, Ramesha Mordechai Epstein, for which all of us should know, because he was the Slabodka Rosh Hashiva, and he was our Rosh Hashiva, Rav Uderman's Rosh Hashiva. So here is the shaila that he talks about, and this is where he handles this whole concept of what does it mean, Chayavin Kol Yisrael Lamula, or the Bezdin Lamula. What does that mean? V'zel l'shayne. This is the shaila. Oides moyal sha'avi ha'ben bikshu lisa elov be'erv Shabbos k'rei sh'yomol es b'noi b'Shabbos. Such a case. Somebody has a baby in Colombia, and there's no moyal in Colombia. And he goes ahead and he calls the moel and he says, I want you to come to me for Shabbos, spend Shabbos with me, and I want you to mal the baby. The moel says, no way. Ba'amrei, ki ain't a right to levat l'mitzvahs einik Shabbos. Because I want my chalet, I want my bed, and I want my bathroom. And therefore, I'm not going to go ahead and leave because it's going to shtare my einik Shabbos. That's what the Mo'el said. And therefore, he says, I'll mal on Sunday. Zokti, Ramesha Mordechai. Kishog shkogahu mi lifnei hamoyal. He's wrong. Kihu mochuyav lamulu hecha tohaav eino yachalamu. Zok Ramesha Mordechai, when the father can't mal, then he becomes mechuyev. Uvikro like nichtav bezdin. Doesn't say bezdin. What does it say? Rak himoel. Demikri demikro demikro afina dechiv while kol Yisrael amen alvalu ve'im came bevale hamoel shu yocholamol sheyedei shav lo yimos acharei she'ein ha'av muman bevare chayev olav vare chayev lamulai. So this Rabbi Isai is again where I see black on white how the Ramesh Mordechai understands the Shiv of Kol Yisrael Lamulai. And that is not if the father doesn't want, not if the father's not around, but if the father's an Einel Yachol, that he already becomes, I don't know what to do, and therefore the Shiv is Mutal al Bez, and he himself says, it doesn't say Bezin, it says Kol Yisrael. Which is a gewaldige chiddush, and therefore, Ramesh Mordechai says that the Mo'el Avada had to give up of his chalent and he had to go to the city and he had to mal. Azay sok Ramesh Mordechai.
Who's over if they don't do the
mitzvah? Who's over? Who's mevatel the mitzvah? The mitzvah begins with the father.
If I can't do it, then I'm an honest.
So if I'm an honest, but you're not an honest, and then you're avera. No, I don't know how to mal. You know how to mal. So it's your avera. So then Ramesh Mordechai goes into a pilpul and he wants to say that Efsher will say like this. Maybe this halacha that Bezdin is mechuyev to mal, that chiv kicks in after Yom Ches. Which means the chiv of b'yayim hashmini yimol b'sar olosai, that's mutal on the father. And there is a sefer hakevitz that says such a thing, that the chiv of lomol, the chiv of yayim ches is on the father, and therefore after the chiv of bezdin only begins after yayim ches. And if that's the case, v'bal yayim ches over here is on Shabbos, and this mol doesn't want to travel, so fine. Yes, I will be mechuyev, but when I'll be mechuyev. Not today, I'll be mechuyev. La'acher ches. So Ramesh Mordechai says, you can't say that. You can't say that. Because it would come out the following chiddush. If you're telling me that the chiyev on the bezdin, or kol Yisrael lomol, is dafka achar yayim ches, then you're telling me that the entire chiv of Bezdin is only mila shaloi bismana. The meal of bismana is miyucha to the father. Mila shaloi bismana, that's how called Yisrael. Zokr meishem orcha, if that's true, then it would come out of Mishun Adikha Chiddush. Lomer zogin, that the father's not around, the father's dead, and the meal is b'yayim ches, and the meal is on Shabbos. It would come out that Bezdin couldn't mal him on B'yayim Ches. Because if the Chiv of Bezdin, you're telling me, only starts after Yayim Ches, which means the Chiv of Bezdin is only Mila Shloi Bismana. Mila Shloi Bismana is not the Eches Shabbos. So it would come out of Mishun Adikha Chiddush that a child that was born on Shabbos and there's no father to mal, which means literally there's no father around. So, Kol Yisrael's Mechuyev. Also the Bezdin, Kol Yisrael, the Tzibur will make the Mila. What are you talking about? There's no chiyuv on it. The whole chiyuv, wait, this, the whole chiyuv is a mila shloi bismana, mila shloi bismana techa Shabbos. Ela korchach zokr meshe morcha, you do not say that. And yes, the primary chiyuv is on the father b'yayim ches, But if he's not around, but if he can't, that's the gewaldige chiddush. If he can't, then the chiv is mutal on Kol Yisrael. Can't louder, please. What? Because it would seem that it should be a standard chiv. What's the chiv of Beis Din? You know, if he's to say, yeah, if he's not around, Yom Ches, if that's not mistara. That what? I speak loud. If what?
If the father is just being the tata,
well, he doesn't hold like that. Yeah.
Does he all have to travel before Shabbos?
We can't travel on Shabbos. That's not Deicha Shabbos.
No, but if he says, I don't want to travel, let's say if it's on Tuesday, right? I'm a chiyuv on the eighth day. I don't want to travel.
So we'll get to that in a minute. So Meshe Mordechai is doicha that. Then he says, and which is similar to what you're saying, that maybe you can say like this. The Moel will say, okay, I have a chiv to mal. Okay, you're not able, the chiv is on me. When does the chiv start? The chiv starts on Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, Yom Zayin, there's no Chiyuv Milah. So I'm ready and able to go ahead and to Mal on Shabbos, but the problem is, I don't have to go there on Friday, because there's no Chiyuv on Friday. So fine, when does my Chiyuv begin? Yom Ches, their father can't Mal, Chiyuv is Mutal now on the bed. I can't go to Columbia. Tchut L'tchum, whatever it is, I can't. So maybe that's the lomdus, that's the hatzdaka of the moel. Because before Shabbos, there is no chiv. And on Shabbos, I'm dechananus. So memela, therefore I'm stuck. So Ramesh Markai says, you cannot say that svara. You cannot say that svara. Why? Because hagatz mechazok Ramesh Markai. If a person will say, okay, Sukkot is coming, okay? When is the chiv of sitting the Sukkot start? Leil Tezvav. Okay? Leil Tezvav, fine. I'm not going to build a Sukkah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Why should I do that? So Norva says this, okay, the chiv starts on Tezvav. I have to have a Sukkah. Oh, chiv starts on Tezvav. Can't build a Sukkah. So Zocher Meshe Mordechai, in Cain, Gans Klal Yisrael could be potter from Mitzvah Sukkah. Because not mechuyev to build beforehand. And when the day comes, it's an issue deraisa, a binyan. So Memela, Zocher Meshe Mordechai, are you going to say that? The teretz is, you see from over here a yesod. That when a person anticipates a chiv coming, he's got to do what he has to do to be able to make, to be mekayim that chiv. And therefore, since you cannot travel to wherever it may be on Shabbos, because it's impossible to walk there, it's chutz l'tchum, whatever it may be, so that means that you have to do what you have to do to be able to go ahead and to fulfill your chiv. Because in Lykane, betatol mam is so many mitzvahs. You could say the same thing by matzah. Well, matzah is you can bake on yontif. But sukkah, I can't build a sukkah. Zocher Mishka, you don't say that. And he brings, even though it's mistaver, avada mistaver, but brings a raya, an eisen raya, for the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah on Chav Hei brings two makayres to the halacha of Isaac b'mitzvah potim in ha-mitzvah. What is one of the makayres? Vayu anoshim ha-yashir t'meim le-nefesh adam v'lo yochlu lachos alasis ha-pesa b'may adai. Why? So the Gemara says, well, what was the story over there? This was the people that became tamei meis. They're Isaac b'meis mitzvah, and Memela, therefore, by the time Pesach came around, they were tame, and therefore this halacha of Pesach Shein. So from here, the Gemara says, what was their heter to go ahead to be metama lemesim? The teretz is ha'isik b'mitzah potter min ha'mitzah, and that is one of the makaris, the two makaris that the Gemara brings, that ha'isik b'mitzah potter min ha'mitzah, because what was the heter of those people to go ahead to be metame if they know that it's going to preclude them from going ahead and being a korban pesach? Ela mikan ha'isik b'mitzah is potter min ha'mitzah. That's the Gemara b'sechta sukkah. Frecher Meisha Mordechai. Who says it's because of that? Who says maybe they'll say, listen, right now I have a mitzvah in front of me. So, if I go ahead and metamal mesim, I won't be able to be mekayim pesa. I'm not mechuyev to that. Dial it tzar b'shaita, dial it mitzvah b'shaita. So why does the Gemara need a limud? Oisik batz potim en a mitzvah say that I have to do what I have to do now. The chiyuv of Pesach, the Korban Pesach, doesn't come until later. And now I don't have to worry about Korban Pesach because the chiyuv is in Chal. Elomai. So for Meisha Mordechai, you see from here a yesod, that when you are aware of an impending mitzvah, and you know that something has to be done or not done in order to fulfill that mitzvah, that's part of the chiyuv mitzvah, to go ahead and to make sure that when it comes, you'll be able to do it. And therefore, I can't say, well, I'll worry about sukkah on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to build. Therefore, you have to do what's necessary to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, what was the heter for these people that were metamal lemesim? You should have known the Pesach is coming, and the yisite is that whenever a mitzvah is coming, you have to make sure that you're in a situation to do it. The teretz is because here there's a p'tura called ha'isik b'mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. But milvad that, and ochinami. Zokar Meisha Mordechai, after all this whole pilpul, that Ebaze, this guy with the moil who didn't want to leave his house on Shabbos because he knew how to be involved for money on Shabbos, he says, Hachiv al hamoil lamuloi bizmanai vulelech mikaitim. Im yesh oid moil in be'ir. And if there are many moyalim, so then Rav Meisha Mordechai is yitlu goyol mi yisa, uvaray hamoyal bishkogo oso v'nislachloi. The moyal who refused to leave his house for Shabbos and says, I'll do it on Sunday, he was wrong, because you're mechuyev to go ahead and to do it. You're mechuyev to travel, wherever it may be. And if there are more than one moyalim, then in Achinami they should throw a goyol. So, So, at the time of this Shaila Abaisai, there was a male who was alive. His name was Ramesha Bunim Piratinsky. He was, besides a male mumcha, he was a gewaldige Talmid Chacham. He wrote a sefer called Sefer HaBrias that literally is this thick. I believe he was a chaver of Rab David from the Mir. And he was Beyamov, he was the Moyal. So I asked him, V. Fiertman, you know, somebody calls you, you know, he lived in New York, so somebody calls you from who knows where, you know, Syracuse, or wherever it may be. What do Moyalim do? So he didn't give me a straight answer. So then I asked Ramesha Rappaport, what do you do? Somebody calls you from Columbia, Hagerstown, Frederick, who knows where, Ocean City. What do you do? So he told me that the hanhoga of Mayalim is that is lifni mishuras hadin, to go and travel away for Shabbos, and if you don't want to do it, that's how they treat this. Now, I don't know exactly what that means either. But praktish, lemaisa, it seems that the moyalim do not do this, you know. And if they don't want to be stuck in, you know, who knows where for Shabbos, then they don't go. So I don't know exactly what the lumdus is, that they're not maskim to the whole lumdus of Ramesha Mordechai, or not. But it does seem from Lishon Ramesha Mordechai that that it is the achrayis of the moel to mal. And that's why I really don't understand the psak of that paisek that told that family, you have your choice, use the ruki moel, or you schlep to wherever that moel is for Rosh Hashanah, where he's the chazen, and you have your mila there. But in terms of practicality, this is how moelim are noyheg. When they can, they do it, but if not, it becomes a mila shlavizman.